This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here. Cameron Flynn. Got Daniel answering the phones when you call. And some of you did not get in. A lot of you did not get in for Senator Kevin Cramer. However, if you do call in this half hour and have a specific suggestion or want to, you know, pass along some advice or whatever, he, you know, very clearly had said earlier in the week, we want to help. We want to help. So I'd love the listeners of What's on Your Mind to just tell us how we can help them and give us suggestions, whatever it is. So he's asking for that. And if you want to provide an answer, we'll make sure that he gets it. Okay. And here's it. So, that for sure, because we had a ton of texts and calls that we did not get to, which is normally the case. And these are busy times. I'm working on, some kind of a way as we work our way through this to be able to get more interaction between, Senators Cramer, Hovind, Congressman Armstrong, Governor Burgum. I mean, you know, all of them have offered and have been great about coming on. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is a great strategist slash partner for Governor Burgum and all of this as well, and some of the things. And you know, it helps them too to hear what the concerns are and what the problems are. So I'm working on something, and you know, I don't know how much that we'd be able to do on the air, just because you only have so much airtime, obviously. But certainly online we could do that. So just hold tight. We're going to work on it. Maybe even try some of that this weekend. So get you as best connection as possible with those that are leading in these trying times right now. A texter just sent a note. Just wanted to suggest for people that now can't work, maybe now or at home, what you can do with your extra time. Reconnect with your God. Get to know him all over again. Pray. Read his word. Thank him for all his love and all you have. Learn to trust him. Read Psalm 51. Have forgiveness. Given and give forgiveness. Look to him for protection in Psalm 91. Praying over yourself and your family and the whole world. Think of ways to help others. If you have money, help someone losing their job. Give to a food bank. Call someone or write to them and ask for forgiveness, or just let them know you're thinking of them and love them. Reach out to the elderly. Leave them a treat at the door. Have a child draw them a picture or just a note asking if they're okay. And they'll let them know you're thinking of them. Get their email address just to check in. There's a million ways to show love to each other, and God has given us the time to do so. Use it for good. That came from Teresa. Thank you, Teresa. Very well said. And I've been thinking a lot about that, too, that, you know, we can't control China virus. We can't control the impacts from what's going to happen. You know, these three states now are the main contagion of this, the 10 counties, much more of a health threat there than here, to go to one of the questions from the conversation last hour with Senator Cramer saying, wait a minute, you know, if you're 6 feet from somebody, you got to be around them for 10 minutes in order for them to transmit the coronavirus to you. Are we going a little too far? I don't know. I think we're erring on the side of caution now for everybody until the numbers start going the other way. China's not. As you heard Senator Cramer say, they don't have our values. They've determined that the cure is more expensive than keeping their economy going. So they're just cranking up everything again. That's not us. We have values. We care about people. We don't want people to die. But we can't control it right now. We can't. Those decisions aren't ours. It's not going to be up to us to say whether the bar or the restaurant is open or closed, or whether or not we can be in groups of 10 or more or not. It's not our decision at this point. The only thing that's our decision is how we react. We get to choose that. And Teresa's chosen a pretty good path. And I'm 100% with her. I think that's number one on your list. It's Lent. You forget it's Lent, but we're in the middle of a time of turning away from all the bad and turning towards all the good.
You ever think you'd have to give up Mass for Lent?
That's the process here, right, of going from Ash Wednesday to Easter. Turn away from the bad, turn to the good. No, I didn't think I'd have Amen. To give up Mass, but, we do right now.
I know.
But the church is still open. Our church, South Fargo, St. Sam and Joachim, corner 52nd and 25th, open every day right now, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., I think it is. So it's open. You can go to church.
Our pastor put out a nice message. Just give me a call if you got anything you need to talk about or worrying you.
That's a nice deal.
Yeah.
Good. Just connecting that way. I'm going to go over there. I'm going to go over there today. I'm going to use this Friday in Lent to stop by. And if you've never been, there's a beautiful church, by the way. We're blessed with a lot of beautiful churches in this state. But I'm Catholic, so this is a Catholic church, and obviously we believe that that's the body of Christ that's there. So Christ is the president in every Catholic church. So you're there with Christ anyway. Okay? That's what we believe as Catholics. That's the real presence. Right there. That's why it's a sacrament. But there's also a biblical history, basically, in the stained glass windows, right? I mean, you can follow the path, the road to salvation, right there in the windows. Stations of the cross as well, all the places that the cross was. What Good Friday's all about. So. And I think also, in addition to your faith, just standing up for your country, believing in your country, returning to patriotism, maybe pick something that will give you a little bit of a date certain. We don't have a date certain on much of anything right now, but how about a date certain on that is the day the flag is going to be up. Jim, the flagpole guy, is coming through here in a few days, and, we're going to dream a little about how we could best display a flag in our Fargo studios, which are along I-29, for everybody to see. Maybe when this is done, Todd will move up to 94. So we'll have 29 and he'll have 94. And, we'll have big giant flags there for everybody to see. Maybe it should be a Trump flag and an American flag. That'd be kind of fun.
I'm centrally located now between a pop plant and a beer plant. I would like to think that would, at a bus station. So I'd like to, and not all that far from the airport. So I'd like to think we kind of have it covered. But you're right.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're in good shape.
Yeah, can't hurt.
You're in good shape. The other thing that I would suggest is just plain simple kindness. Plain simple kindness will really make you feel good. So God, country, and kindness, three things we can work on while we don't know the dates of much else. And I would tell you, as a form of kindness from us, and what's on your mind. That's what these shows are for. The phone lines, the text numbers, all of that. If you need help, let us know. And free plugs, not just on Friday, free plug Friday, any day. If you're a business, just got a note from the Bulldog Tap. All right. See, they're going to be
Derek
doing takeout right there. So, if there's a restaurant that needs a shout out, if there's any business impacted from this, want to give a shout out, please do. Okay? All right. Let's get to a couple of questions that are still there for Senator Kramer so we can have him hear these. Ken and Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, thanks for taking my call. See, what you've been talking about, people helping each other and things like this, I mean, all you have to do is go to Facebook and you can see that there's all kinds of examples of that taking place all over the country, certainly all over the upper Midwest. And then you go to Washington. And I'm sorry, but I was listening to Fox News this morning, and I hear that there's at least four senators who used, and we don't know that for sure. Those have to be checked.
Yeah, what are they? It's Burr from North Carolina. It is Loeffler from Georgia. I'm trying to remember who the other two are. Do you remember?
Imhoff and Feinstein.
Okay.
And those four, Feinstein cashed in between $1.5 million and $6 million worth of stock before the market started to tumble.
So they got inside info. They got inside info, basically, that this is going to be bad. And then there was some trading immediately after. Now, I heard Loeffler this morning say that this is standard protocol for her, and she doesn't do it, and she doesn't find out about the trades until after. Was there any contact?
Her husband happens to be chair of Standard & Poor's. And, she says, it's a third-party transaction. I don't deal with any of it. Well, she certainly meets with a third party every once in a while. And with her husband having the position that he holds,
yeah,
it would seem to me that there would be likely a...
I'm with you. I don't care if they're Republican. I don't care if they're Republican, Democrat, anything. If they, if it is determined that they had information, and then that consequently that information before was public, they utilized it to make money. I don't know what you do with somebody like that other than throw the bums out. Loeffler is on the ballot right now. She's up to replace Doug Jones, I think, right? So, I mean, the voters can take care of her, but do an investigation, get to the bottom of it. I assume that's what you're suggesting, right? I mean, is there anything specifically you want Senator Cramer to do?
I'm suggesting that he support an investigation and make sure that all the people who are in Congress who made stock trades within 3 weeks prior to this stock market tumble be investigated.
Yeah, good point. Good point. There's a reason that so many of them come out with big balance sheets. We'll pass it on to Senator Cramer. Tammy, same for you in Burke County next. Linda and Bismarck, Fred and Wayne coming up. Don't go away.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on. Radio sets my favorite song. All green lights on the road I'm on, man, there ain't no doubt. I'm getting them good vibes, this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all up. I got me a fool.
Who's that, Keith Urban? Sounded like Keith Urban.
You guys were asleep at the switch over there.
Todd would know. No, I was enjoying the song. Can I have a moment with the song?
We play both kinds, country and western. I have to admit, I got 20 radio stations under my purview or whatever.
It doesn't matter.
And I don't. I'm not as up on current country because I've got people that do much better at that doing that for me. So.
What does matter is we've got CJ on the phone from Dak Diesel, so we can get to it here. And were you tapping your toe to that song too, CJ? I think all of us were. It's just kind of a nice break from the craziness. I don't hear a dying thing, Daniel from Sosu. Is CJ there? Oh, okay, I thought you told me that he was there. All right. Got it. Okay, no problem. CJ's not here, but I'll tell you about CJ. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dak Diesel is the place, and they are plenty busy right now because they're at it. They're working. And they've got social distancing, so don't worry about that. Your diesel truck will not get coronavirus. In fact, they can get the coronavirus right out of it. That's what they do at Dak Diesel. So all you need to do, give them a call. So you got a date on the calendar to circle and get that in, and they can also do house calls too. 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011, or call 701-258-5011 or online at dakdiesel.com. There you go. Now you got it all. Okay, another comment for Senator Kramer we're going to forward along is from Tammy in Burke County. Go ahead, Tammy. What's on your mind?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, this is probably more for Doug Burgum, actually, but something that hasn't been brought up is, like, the child support payments. There's a lot of – I have friends and relatives, you know, that pay child support. Now they're losing their jobs. So – and the only way you can lower that is by going back to court because the state controls what is what the amount is. So I was wondering if there's some way that they could relax that and review, you know, kind of the situation and you know, make adjustments.
Yeah, interesting. Who administers that again? Do the courts administer that, or who does?
Yes, yeah, the court does. Yeah,
okay.
And they can't afford to, and they can't at this point. They can't afford to get a, you know, a lawyer to go in to re, you know, have their case reviewed. Basically, you know.
And they're limiting those proceedings, and yeah, no, very right. Very but, very interesting point. So the best solution for you in that case would be what, Tammy?
Well, just to kind of renegotiate while, you know, everybody's in a, you know, downside for a while. And then maybe,
I lost you there on your cell connection, Tammy, but I think I got the gist of it. So, appreciate the call. I'm going to flag that call and we will pass that along to Governor Burgum next time we chat with him. Linda in Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Linda. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Well, first, I know you were talking about salvation. Just a little blurb. I always read the Bible type thing, but I never had a relationship with our Lord until I was 27. And really, that's what it's about, because he's here with us now. There's many people praying, and I know that he's right beside us, guiding us and protecting us. But the other thing is, the coronavirus, if you would take a map of the coronavirus and you'd put it on the USA, it would be the most where there are sanctuary cities. That's all I got to say. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate your call and your advice. Effective 1 p.m. today, the Burleigh County Courthouse is restricting public access. If you have business to conduct with any department located in the courthouse, contact them for instructions regarding alternate communications, phone, mail, website, email, Dropbox. All other access will be screened and entrance prohibited if you exhibit any of the following: temperature, coughing, shortness of breath. So there we go. We were just talking about that being a little bit challenging in a time like this when someone is saying, where's child support? So. Another reason that, Tammy, that needs to be looked at. Appreciate the call. Fred and Wing. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes. I thank you for your people who are talking about getting God involved in this coronavirus thing. It's essential. I know that everyone has heard the verse, and you've even talked about it, Scott. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14. Of course, we're all familiar with that one. if my people who are called by my name. But there is a whole story behind that verse that just fits this coronavirus epidemic, if you want to call it. Just fits it. Anyway, God was just, they were celebrating the new temple. There was a king who had unprecedented prosperity in the land. And God was there, and he was celebrating with them, and everything was going really good. And they went home from their celebration, and God takes Solomon down beside, and he says, Solomon, when I bring drought upon you, or locusts, or pestilence, that's the verse before 2 Chronicles 7:14. It's 7:13. And he says, when I bring these things upon you, then if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. So a lot of times we talk about how the church is supposed, help people and show people love and this and that. That's fine. That's wonderful. What those ladies are talking about, salvation, yes. But read these verses and find out the power of God, how he can heal our land. Sometimes the church holds us back from defining these things, from going against them. We need to know that we have that power too.
As always, you are wise, Fred. Lots of wing wisdom right there. Much appreciated. Thank you very much. Mark in Watford. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Watford City. Busy place.
Yeah, this is Mark. Yeah, I'd just like to say something to Senator Kelly there. I'm sure he's well aware of the old quote from Teddy Roosevelt, walk softly and carry a big stick. In regards to the Saudis, I'd just fold up the tents, bring them missiles home, and they'll change their tune pretty quick.
Good idea. I like it. I think it's time, especially, yeah. Look, they got a whole dynamic going on there with OPEC and Russia, and of course it's their whole source of money, and we're eating their lunch and all that. I get that. But now, when we're sitting here, an ally, a supposed ally of theirs, in a challenge like this, and that's what they do, you bet. I think that ought to be our response. I'm with you. John in Minot, quickly, you're next.
Yes, I really commend those two people talking about how we need to pray more. Be more vigilant and accountable. But, getting back to this inside trading, Hillary did the same thing back in the 90s. Nothing ever happened. Nothing ever happened in this situation either.
Didn't she do it on cattle futures or something? Yeah.
I wish I had her knowledge. I farm and ranch, too, and I wish I had her knowledge.
No, it's going to be a while before that gets dealt with, I think, because of this mess, but it needs to, no doubt about it. All right, folks, we're going to talk about the flow of oil and how that's being impacted already when we come back.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms. 701-482-7865.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking coronavirus news as Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has just announced the federal government's extending the deadline for Americans to file their income tax returns to July 15th. That comes as New York City's mayor says there are about 4,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in New York City, where at least 26 people are known to have died of the virus.
At the beginning of April, we will run out of basic medical supplies because of the intense strain that's being put already on our hospitals by this crisis.
That comes as United Nations health officials say the death toll from the COVID-19 virus outbreak has surpassed 10,000 around the world, and nearly a quarter million people have been infected with it in 163 countries. Johns Hopkins researchers say there are now more than 200 people dead from it in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
What's on your mind? The U.S. is extending the deadline for filing taxes from April 15th to July 15th. I feel like this was out before. Didn't they say they were going to do an extension? Maybe they're making it official now to July 15th. I also think this means that that's the deadline now. I mean, that's the date. So even if you have a refund coming, you don't file till July 15th. Refund comes after, I think, is the change here. So anyway, wanted to let you know that because I hadn't had a chance to mention that yet. Also, listener says, Scott, please tell your listeners to donate blood at this critical time. Keep up the good work and God bless America. Russ from Dickinson. Thank you, Russ. Yeah, that's for sure. Donating blood, a very good idea. Another said, Scott, could you ask your listeners to pray for nurses and doctors? My wife and daughters are nurses, and these are very trying times for the healthcare system and providers and their families. Please pray for all of them who are in the middle of this fight, that they can stay safe while helping others.
Amen.
Yeah.
One thing, too, I saw is perishable food. Shelters are running at low. You know, if you grab an extra, I know the shelves are low, too, but whatever you can do there.
Absolutely. Gary says, Scott, if people need something to do during the downtime, how about filling out and submitting your census form? There you go. Take the time. Take the time. Take the time. All right. Next guest, Justin Kringstad. Justin is here, and we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, how the game has changed a little bit in the last while, the latest pipeline numbers that may be even changing some more. He is executive director of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority. Justin, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me on this morning.
So do we know how much, you know, is flowing through North Dakota pipelines on any given day, or do you rely on weekly or monthly reports, or how often do you know this data?
Yeah, so the most recent information is coming out from January, and that was released last week on the 17th, or earlier this week, actually. And so we're looking back at numbers prior to the big downturn and the COVID-19 scenario and how that's playing out. So we did see in January a production slide. Again, that's typically more accounting towards the wintertime and the cold temperatures that we're having the second half of that month. But going forward now, we can start looking at what to expect in March, April, May, and beyond, as, you know, from my office, looking at the infrastructure needs, how the timing and the scale, all those things will be altered here going forward.
We talked a while ago about how capacity was getting to the point of full, and so some of the oil was going to other sources, and that's one of the reasons the difference came to be. Where are we at with that right now? I mean, with the price of oil down at below $20, it bounced back up yesterday with a nice jump, but it's been below $20 in that $20 range. That isn't the North Dakota price because of our distance from the market and the transportation costs, right?
Correct. And so you know, right now, the U.S. Williston Basin, so North Dakota, Eastern Montana, South Dakota, we all share the same pipeline infrastructure. And production from our area is just over 1.5 million barrels per day. And capacity from just a pure pipe and refining in the region is about 1.3 million barrels per day. So our production as of January was still higher than pipeline takeaway capacity. So that's when the market finds itself in a situation where they're needing to use crude by rail in order to alleviate additional barrels out of the region. And when we're in a pipeline constrained environment like we are today, that does have a negative impact on pricing at the wellhead. So typically today, or at least through January, it was $7 to $8 below WTI. So when you see that WTI price ticking across the news screen, at least in January, you could knock off about $7 or $8 from that and get an average price for a North Dakota wellhead barrel going forward. Again, having to take a look at what projects are on the table for alleviating some of that pipeline congestion. What is production going to do in the next year to 2 years, and how is that going to impact that wellhead pricing? So all of those things right now are churning and working themselves out as we understand more about what the pricing scenarios will look like in the next 6 to 12 months.
We certainly have a double whammy here, coronavirus number one, and that is just less travel, less demand for oil, all of that. Then obviously the share war that's going on between Saudi Arabia, Russia, and the U.S. shale play. So this is sadly a perfect storm between the two. You know, what do you have any idea of what this is going to look like, what this is going to do to production in the short term for sure?
Well, so right now, again, January being the most recent numbers, typically in North Dakota when we've seen price shocks either down or up, historically it's taken 3 to 6 months before that really starts to play out in the production numbers. So I'm anticipating that as we see the February, even the March, and maybe even the April numbers, that we may see some increasing production from North Dakota. But as we've seen from the capital, the budget updates from the various companies, the CapEx spending, we do anticipate we're going to see a reduction in the rig count substantially between now and this summer. The number of wells that are being completed out in North Dakota. So there will be no doubt an impact on North Dakota's production. Right now, without knowing the severity or the duration, it's real difficult to make any type of real hard estimates. You know, it might look real similar to what it did back in the 2014-2015 price slide. But I think long term, when I talk with the midstream companies and our understanding is, we have a much better understanding today of the geology and the resource that's in the ground in North Dakota. So, again, even though we've got this downturn that's coming, the belief and our understanding of the resource hasn't changed. We know what type of inventory is there for developable locations, how many barrels can be recovered. So long term, this is still very, very optimistic. We knew that there was going to be, the market fluctuations along the way. But long term, I'm still very bullish on this play and the outlook for North Dakota in the coming decades.
How do the midstream companies that do, the lion's share of the infrastructure pipeline investment, how do they, they're looking long-term always anyway, right? In other words, would projects on the, knowing right now that obviously we're probably going to go below our capacity for a while, but that, this too shall pass kind of thing, as that price comes back, do they continue with projects or do they pause them, put them on hold? What are you hearing? Anything like that yet?
We're hearing a mixture of both. So some of the major projects are still moving forward. They've already got crews working on those projects. They've got capital spent on them. There are a couple of projects, one gas plant now that's been publicly suspended for the time being until market conditions adjust. The expansion of the Elk Creek pipeline for NGL takeaway capacity, that timeline is being extended as far as when those additional horsepower and pump stations are going to go into service. So folks are altering. The folks I'm talking with have that same vision that, again, this is a long-term play. they've got that decades-long view of it, and it's just how do adjustments get made over the next 12 to 24 months in order to, again, right-size their infrastructure and their expenditures so that we're not finding ourselves with too much capacity at the wrong time. That's not good for their companies or their shareholders either. So,
and like, for instance, the Dakota Access Pipeline Expansion Optimization Project, you know, that's lots of regulatory hurdles with each of the states that it goes in, and it already was not even scheduled to be online till, was it mid-2022 or was it late 2021? I forget, but it's a ways off to be able to do that just because of everything going on. So a project like that, you invest in, you're doing that for the long term anyway. You're not necessarily looking at day-to-day, production counts, right?
Right, and we saw the same thing during the last downturn in 2015, 2016. That was when Dakota Access was being developed real heavily, and it came online at the right time. In 2017, when that came online, North Dakota's production was just starting its uptick, and so having that in place when it was needed was still critical. So, again, we're not taking our eye off the ball and what this recovery phase is going to look like. We have to understand the down slide that we're going to be seeing here in the coming months and in 2020, and does it extend into 2021? But there's going to be an upside to this as well. And how do we position ourselves as a state from those in the industry side so that they're ready for that and they're not caught flat-footed when we start to see recovery again?
Chatting with Justin Kringstead from the North Dakota Pipeline Authority, obviously gas capture has been a hot topic here to reduce as much of the flaring as possible. There's regulatory pressure on the industry to, have that, keep up with their production. I don't like slowdowns anybody more than anybody else because they fuel North Dakota's economy in many ways. But is this an opportunity to, do a bit of a catch-up? Will the capital be there, you think, to get caught up, to a greater degree than we might otherwise have had the time to do prior to this, Justin?
Yeah, so this is this topic, it's kind of a two-edged sword here. So in the near term, yes, as we see production on natural gas flattening or if there's some declining natural gas production with the infrastructure that's gone online in the last 6 months, we will see significant improvements in the gas capture percentages. So that is the early side is very positive. The long-term side, again, as you go forward, events like this cause uncertainty, they cause hesitation for additional investments that we're going to need, we know we're going to need in the next 5 to 10 years. And so any additional hesitancy, any additional uncertainty just adds complexity to the next set of solutions that we need. That's the other side of it is events like this make it tougher to attract capital and investment when folks are leery about what the market might do and whether or not a project is going to be appropriately timed and sized.
Interesting. Anything else you want to tell us about the lay of the land?
No, stay tuned. It's obviously almost hourly changing, and we're trying to stay on top of it and get information out to those that need it as quickly as we can.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'd love to know what the flow is today. It'd be interesting to see. So, you don't think much has come in the way of reduction yet, though?
Not yet. I think that'll be coming. So.
Got it. All right. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott.
Justin Kringstead from the North Dakota Pipeline Authority on the program. One news note here. Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York just announced that he will be signing an executive order mandating 100% of New York's workforce must stay home, excluding essential services. As the number of coronavirus cases in the state spiked, excluding pharmacies, grocery stores, I would assume healthcare as well. We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow. There's another thing you can get done. You've heard me talk about this how long. You know, things are a little different on your schedule. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and go to town. Go to town, folks. That's right. And you're going to sleep better through this mess. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Cronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Cronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers inviting you to bid at the Cal and Julie Hoff Retirement Auction near Richardson, North Dakota. Originally scheduled for Saturday, March 21st, this auction has been converted to a timed online bidding auction only, set for the bidding to close Wednesday, March 25th at noon. This auction features a lifetime collection of exceptional Capt and Case tractors, a Class 750 combine and headers, grain handling equipment, exceptional grain trucks, a Precision 2020 John Deere 1770 planter, hay equipment and livestock equipment and more. Bid online today at Pfeiffer's.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
GMC.com. We care. We're here and ready to help. COVID-19's been a challenging time for everybody, including their family and customers and yours as well. There's a whole page set up. You can shop, click, drive in the safety of your whatever. And if you got a financial issue, you're already a customer, they want to talk to you too. Get more at JuanBuickGMC.com.
Here's a catch up on a question that came earlier this week, and I'm trying to answer all your questions that come in. One is on the post office and what they're doing for precautions. Haven't got an answer on that one yet. I'm still working on it, but I did find out that the Martina McBride concert has officially been postponed now, and it is that was originally scheduled for April 4th. They're hoping to confirm a rescheduled date soon. Please hold on to your tickets as they will be valid for the new date. If we're unable to reschedule the concert, we'll update you with instructions on receiving a refund. Prairie Nights is remaining open, taking all the necessary precautions to keep the guests safe now and always. appreciating your patronage and trust in them. Dewey in Buffalo has been waiting to get in here, and I'm going to get you in real quick, and then we're going to talk some ag with Troy Coons at CNC Farms today. Go ahead, Dewey.
Oh, yeah. My daughter just got laid off today, and I'm wondering if the state is going to do anything about eliminating the waiting week like they did in Minnesota. And number two, she's got daycare that she has to pay, and now she's at home with her child. But for some reason, the daycare is making her continue to pay. You have to have 30-day notice to cancel your daycare. And I'm just wondering how these people can sleep at night charging these people that don't have no income right now.
Yeah, Dewey, all good questions. I'm going to save that one just directly, as you said it, for Governor Burgum. He will join us possibly this weekend, but for sure next week as well. And we'll see what we can get in the way of an answer, okay? President is giving an update now on the coronavirus. What do we got here, Kev? We got just took to the podium. Have we got any?
This testing requirements, very importantly, for students in elementary through high school for the current year. They've been through a lot. They've been going back and forth. Schools open, schools not open. It's been all standardized testing, and, you know, it's we're not going to be enforcing that, so I think you can let the people know. I think probably a lot of the students would be extremely happy. Some probably not. The ones that work hard, maybe not, but it's one of those
things. All right, we got this going online, and we'll keep it going online.
Yeah, there you go.
That's funny. All right, you're off the hook on the standardized testing. Woo! Yeah, who's happy? Who's not? I think kids want just normalcy is what they want right now.
I did better on the standardized testing than I did on the stuff that counted for my grade.
We're monitoring that to see if there's anything else here, but sounds like we're getting to the point where we're talking about some of the things that are just kind of around the edges. Obviously, the big work will be this weekend on that relief package in the trillions that Senator Cramer told us earlier. They're working on member to member, which is very unusual. In other words, it's not like Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell sitting in a room. All the members are contributing to the package, which is good news. Troy Coons, CNC Farms, through all of this, we still have to grow things and feed the world. Tell us a little bit about the mood of farmers and ranchers that you're talking to.
Well, you know, prior to all of the current things that have happened, the farm environment's been a struggle with the weather and the markets, and you add this to it, and my mom at our farm and some of the guys that take calls as well as myself are definitely seeing a level of concern, I guess. And a lot of people that call in, you can see and hear some vulnerabilities in them. And so I know we talked about this last week a little bit, but I truly believe your mental health and your physical health is your biggest asset as a farmer. You put in a crazy amount of hours. You're dedicated. You're a person that lives the land. And so I wanted to offer up my cell number, which is 701-721-4258. We can talk seed, or we can just talk about all the struggles that I'm living and they're living, trying to figure out how do I get financing in these times that are tough to start with. And then you add this, trying to figure out your seed costs. Do I buy fuel now with the fuel prices changing? When will fertilizer change? Or what will we see with the soil conditions? You know, there's so many variables that you don't have any control over right now. And in tight financing times, you know, I'm definitely willing to talk to people. I just hear a lot of sensitivity in folks, and I want to let them know that we care, and I would like to visit. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. I've talked to a couple people. It's just made it hypersensitive for me right now.
Understandably. I mean, it's any decision right now is tough. Should I have a steak or chicken, right? I mean, should I have a soup or a sandwich? I mean, it's just because of all that pressure. And then the big decisions are really tough. So it's nice of you, Troy, to say, hey, call me and let's just talk this through. 701-721-4258. Real quick, any early hunch on what's going to be the hot seed this year?
Well, I think we have the NDSU GT soybean, which is you're north of the lake, it's a good bean that yields right with the best of them, half the cost of other beans. Also, real shortage of flax and oats out there, something that a guy should be really thinking about. And every year you think about seed quality, but let's really be thoughtful on that this year with what the conditions were at harvest. There is some compromised seed out there. So that's
all right, I'm going to give that number one more time. Let's visit 701-721-4258, cccfarm.com. Thanks,
Brian Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.